the parable of the fig tree. The kingdom is near, not just someday, but maybe sooner than you think. Jesus had just described to his disciples the earthquakes, famines, wars, betrayals, and signs in the heavens that would mark the closing of the age. Then he gave them something simple, something visual, immediate, local. Now learn this lesson from the fig tree. As soon as its twigs get tender and its leaves come out, you know that summer is near. In Israel, the fig tree was one of the last to bloom in spring. So when its branches began to bud, you knew the season had shifted. Even so, when you see all these things, you know that it is near, right at the door. Have you grown numb to the signs because the delay feels like a denial? Jesus isn't giving us a date. He's giving us a discernment tool. He's saying you don't have to predict the moment, but you must perceive the movement. Just as farmers know the time by the trees, disciples must know the times by the Spirit. And then Jesus says something staggering. Truly, I tell you, this generation will certainly not pass away until all these things have happened. Scholars have debated this line for centuries, but here's the deeper truth. Every generation must live as if it's the last, because the kingdom is always closer than it feels. Then Jesus says the words that anchor all hope. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Everything we see will one day fall. But what Jesus says will stand forever. So the question isn't, can I calculate his return? The question is, am I living like I believe it's real? The signs are not the end. They are the signal. The fig tree doesn't produce the harvest. It warns that it's coming. And Jesus isn't asking you to fear. He's asking you to stay awake. Because one day, when the season shifts and the trumpet sounds, the one who spoke these words will return in glory. And the only ones who are ready will be those who never stopped watching.